Hey, good morning, Glass, Jim, Minister of Culture. I'm doing well, guys.
I'm glad you joined us on your morning off, sir.
That's right. Expertise knows no boundaries and no time limits. It's coming down out there, and it started last night. We're talking about the procedure, whether you're at home, whether you're the city, of how does this work? Tell me about what goes out first. Do you treat? Do you scrape? Do you treat? Because you've had a treat already. You've had a scrape already. What do you do the rest of the day when maybe 2 to 4 more inches are coming?
No, we don't want 2 to 4 more inches. We'd like it to stop right now is the end goal. But, you know, it all depends on the type of weather we're getting. The other night, I guess a couple days ago when we first got the snow on Friday, it was rain, then sleet, then snow. And that changes from a day like today where it's all snow. On those days where we think it's going to be icy, we'll try to, if it's not going to rain, try to get some salt down and pre-treat. But then on days like today, we're just trying to push the snow off the streets at this point. We'll do some treatment after we try to get the snow cleared. But main goal today is just plows down and get the snow moved off the roadways.
How much does it help that school is not in session and we don't have that extra traffic going Ivy Tech's way, IU Bloomington's way, and all 25 school buildings?
I'll tell you that on Friday and into Saturday, that was our biggest issue at times was, folks still just trying to get everywhere they need to go. School was out and everything, but just traffic, parked cars make things more difficult. So today is hopefully the roadways are lighter with traffic and the plows are able to get to them as quickly as possible. But, yeah, that certainly helps. Just less traffic volume is going to make everything that much easier.
I talked about this earlier this morning. I was shocked. Friday afternoon about 2:30, we were done with Coach Miller for media, and it's blowing sideways, and it's coming down. I was shocked by how many people were out during a winter weather it was. Do people just not take that stuff seriously?
Well, because if they didn't have the opportunity to take the day off, then they were probably leaving work early because they
But had... I went over there at 1-ish, and I was getting out there at 2:30-ish, and that's a 90-minute window of there was a lot of traffic. I was surprised about that.
There was, and I was in town for a bit on Friday, and just trying to observe and see how conditions were, and we were all kind of shocked at the volume of traffic. I'll tell you, I talked with Joe Van Vievender, our street superintendent, who does just a phenomenal job. I was talking to him. I said, "What's the biggest thing you need?" And he said, "Cars off the roadways." That was Friday. So, that's certainly going to have the impact. And Friday, we actually had official travel advisory as well, where it was to travel
work only.
To be limited. Yeah, to be limited to essential traffic only. And some people's definition of essential are going to, vary from other people's definition. And I think Jim hit the point, though. It's, if folks have to get to work and they don't have a lot of time built up in their, PTO bank or anything like that, folks get to work. That's what, most folks are going to try to do. So, we always appreciate folks minding to those travel advisories, that's for certain.
But we want people to understand that those cars on the road, then they can't complain if the snow isn't removed in the greatest manner that they think. Well, if you're parking everywhere and you're out there, that's part of the issue.
Go ahead, Adam. I'm sorry.
No. I was going to agree with Glass.
Well, let's get that recorded.
So that lovely green stuff that comes off the trucks and everything, is that strictly ice melt? Is that some kind of substance like a sand to help keep with traction? Is it all the above? What's all in that you guys are dropping on the roads?
Nope. So that's it's a Cargill product. Cargill is the manufacturer. It's their Clear Lane de-icer. So it's a salt product. The blue is probably just an additive so people can see it and know you've been there, quite honestly. But, yeah, it's a salt product.
That's a good point. Well, it's a great point because they're just going to call them and say the roads aren't treated. But if you can see
green and blue is, when you see that it's a visual thing as much as anything. But the city stopped using sand product. Oof. Back in the 90s, this goes back to when Jason Banik was still on the city council. So we moved from a sand mixture just to the salt at that point for a lot of different reasons. But we use that. I can tell you, on a day like today, it's not going to be as effective at this point with it just continuing to come down. You don't. We do like to get a base of that underneath, the snow or the ice. But at this point, just the way the snow is coming down, we're pretty much just all plows and all pushing.
And I don't want to open a can of worms for you, my friend. I promise, but I'm going to ask.
If somebody
wants to call and say, can I get somebody out here? And I'm thinking more of like an emergency situation or a medical situation, and they need their road cleared, plowed, or whatever. Obviously, you have a routine and a path that you do all of these things in. Can people call into the city and put their request in, so to speak?
I'll give you a couple part answer on this one.
Sure.
It's a true medical. It's a true medical emergency or something. Folks are, as far as getting an EMT or somebody to a site, public safety officers know exactly who to call, and their dispatch routing. If they need help getting somewhere, whether it's showing up for a main break with salt in a truck or getting to maybe a side street that hasn't been plowed yet to help with a medical emergency. And public safety definitely knows who to get a hold of. Another part of that answer is, you can always call the city of Bloomington if for some reason you think your road's been missed for several days. But the big point that I'll make, and something I try to stress with anybody we're talking snow control about, is we are first and foremost always going to focus our efforts on, the main thoroughfares. So College, right. Walnut, College Mall, 3rd Street, 2nd Street, all of those kind of corridors or
the
thoroughfares
arteries.
where you're going to get the heaviest traffic to volume. We're going to focus our efforts on those, to continually maintain. We're also going to try to get to all the side streets and such, but we're not going to be able to provide as high of a level of service, as we call it, to, a side street that has low traffic volumes compared to a main artery or thoroughfare that gets
sure.
higher traffic volumes. And that's one complaint we get from time to time, is you haven't been down my street. Well, usually those streets that folks are calling about at that point are, small side streets, maybe a few, three, four houses compared to, Hillside Avenue or something
right.
like that.
No, I appreciate you telling us that, because I understood all of that, but I think a lot of people just want to know how the process works so
mm-hmm.
that if something
yep.
does come up, they know how it works.
Yeah, as far as process, so last night we had a smaller crew come in at about 8 o'clock. I think it was about two supervisors and six MEOs, what we call MEOs, master equipment operators. They were, small crew in at about 8. Then we had the entire crew called in just after 1 a.m. to be here by 2. So they started hitting the roads heavy at 2 in anticipation of the morning commute. But that's 29 staff members for a total of 33 with 4 supervisors during main events. So,
and about how many miles are there in the city that you guys cover?
We maintain 333.8, I believe, miles.
Rounded up.
330.
Yeah,
exactly.
Just off the top of your head, guessing?
Just off the top of my head.
Adam Wason is... Let me introduce who you are. We've gone too long. Adam Wason is the Director of Public Works and has given us some great information
yes.
this morning. 333.8 miles. I'll remember that if Mick tries to get me that on the trivia. I'll have that one.
Always
I'll
go with
him.
C.
I'll have but... it. Yeah, always go with C. And if it has 0.8 to it, I know I'll be nailing this one correctly. So you get the crews out. You
right.
get everybody out and rolling. Last year, I don't think we had the crews out maybe more than 2 or 3 times. At least off the top of my head, that's what I felt.
Right.
Do you have to get back into practice shape? Because you can't really pretend to, it's not like basketball where you can go run your plays in the backyard.
We've got a great group of staff members out at the street department and the fleet maintenance division that really are the main go-to folks for our snow control events. A lot of them have been doing this for many, many years. The wheel is pretty well greased in that regard. One thing did come up, in the past, and this is just, I think, circumstances here. Like you said, we only had a couple weather events last year. I can tell you, I think we've spent as much on salt this year already as we did all of last year. But then the other part of it, too, is our street department are the guys that do women that do most of the actual plowing and salting. But it's been, we figured it's been at least 5 years since we've had to look to the backups in the system. look into the City of Bloomington Utilities and their CDL drivers to help, or maybe the sanitation drivers and their CDL licenses to help. It was something that came up, and we just, so we're actually going to hit the refresh button on some training there here soon. But it just had been that long since we'd had that need for an extended weather event for, kind of the backups to come help. And then then on the same note, with I think drivers get out of practice as well. You know, if you've been a couple of years here since you've had a snow event and people haven't been out driving in it, I think that's also something we've seen. you know, so just, you know, our advice to everyone, take it slow if you do need to go somewhere.
Two quick things, Adam. Number one, sure. The homeowners, the people who are listening right now, any tips, suggestions that you would like for them to do to help make you and your crew's jobs easier? And two, any changes with traffic pickup this week because of weather and MLK Day?
Nope. Okay, so first, you know, the main thing people can do is if they see a plow coming, get as much out of the way as possible. Anyone that has the opportunity to move a car, a parked car from the street to a driveway or a back alley or something, just that's a big help too. Just the fewer cars on the street, the easier it is to get the snow pushed back all the way to the curb. Mm-hmm. And then secondly, holiday schedules. So this week sanitation was on normal schedules. They're still out there today hitting the trash and recycling routes. You know, they are the stalwarts of the city in terms of, I often remind the guys, of sanitation.
Yes.
It's all elements, and it's you guys, you know, get bear the brunt of all the elements. So they deserve a lot of credit as well here. But so they're on normal schedule. So Monday's picked up on Monday this week, Tuesday on Tuesday, so forth. So
wonderful.
No impact there.
We will let you get back to your day on, not a day off, and a busy night in the city. We want to remind everybody tonight, 6 o'clock, the reception begins at the Buskirk Chumley Theater. It's free and open to the public. 7 o'clock, the presentation will start the city celebration of Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. Always a big deal on Monday night, and we hope by 7 o'clock everything is calmed down and people can get out. But, Adam, we have to remind people as well, it's going to be -1 tonight. So if you had any issues the last time it got really cold, please try to avoid those again tonight.
Yeah, and the forecast, you know, we're hopeful that the accumulation stops by noon or so. But those temperatures, that is one thing that could affect the sanitation schedule here tomorrow, the cold temperatures. If we get to a negative 10 wind chill at any point, we suspend those activities per our contracted language. So that's something to think about for tomorrow. But, we'll do everything we can to get everything cleaned up, and hopefully all the celebrations this evening can go off without a hitch. And just a big thank you to all the street department, fleet maintenance, all those public safety folks out there in the elements. They deserve all the credit.
And a big thank you to you for joining us on a morning where you're not, quote-unquote, working, but you're always working. We know how that goes.
Those 4 a.m. phone calls were,
They were early.
We were always going.
They were early. Hey, thanks, pal. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Adam.